Town Mom Squad.
Mom!
Okay. Okay. Yes, Mantown, okay. It's time for the Mantown Mom Squad. Each and every Wednesday, you know, real mom is having real conversation, and we all know that school is right around the corner. So, of course, that is the topic, and we are so excited because we have a very, very special guest that's going to make our lives so much easier. But first, we want to give a huge shout-out to our sponsor, as always, Herzing University of Madison. If you're looking for a fabulous career to take care of your family, well, of course, nursing is where it's at. So make sure you always subscribe to our podcast. But first, we know this mama is always busy because she got three little ones that are always keeping mom. What's up, Karina Crate? How are you, honey?
That is the story of my morning. I've heard mom. I don't know. I've been up for like a half an hour. I think I've heard it, I would say 20 times a minute. You want to say it? Say mom. A little louder?
Yes.
Mom. Yeah. Say it louder. Mom. Yep, there you go. That's what I've been
Perfect.
Hearing.
It's so cute. Oh, my gosh. You have the most beautiful little family. Well, we're happy that, girl, you are here with us and everything is going well. Oh, she's, yes?
Yep. She wants to know all about the mom's group. So maybe one day we'll have to have her come in and tell us all about her opinions.
Absolutely.
That would be a whole show.
Absolutely. Well, Petra, we definitely would love to have you on. All right, Miss Shanna Powell, what is going on with your busy life?
Well, this morning, currently, the girls, Nye and Willow, are hiding Easter eggs. So there's that.
I
don't know why. I don't know why or where they... I think they found them in the closet. I must have, like, put them in there to bring down to the basement, you know, to stash in my really organized, you know, decoration part, which I don't have. And so, yeah, they found them, and they took all their Halloween candy, which they still have, I have to say. I'm pretty proud of that. They could even eat it because I hid it. But... anyway, they found that. So I was like, what are we doing? And they're hiding Easter eggs. So that we have that going for us this morning. Super fun.
Well, I'm really proud because, see, I'm one of those moms, and I admit it. Like, when the Easter Bunny comes to my house, guess who's the first one up? This girl is. And why? Because I'm going in my kids' Easter basket eating their food already.
Yeah. Sharing is caring.
It is. Thank you. I'm just checking.
Yeah,
just
you're
making
welcome.
Sure. It's just like Halloween. We check our candy before our kids do.
Yeah.
Well,
make sure it's safe.
Right? Mattown, get ready because we have a very special guest, a phenomenal hashtag lady boss because, girls, you know we love our lady bosses. Doing
yeah, we do.
All the way from D.C., say hello to Jonna French. She is a fabulous food writer. She is, of course, Jonna Knows Good Food, and she is joining us from D.C. Back to school lunches and snacks. How are you, my love?
Thank you so much for having me. Doing great. I am excited because back to school is just around the corner, so it's a good time of year for parents.
Oh, my gosh. We need you, please. So, Jonna, tell us more about you, girl. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah. So, it's basically about, like, Jonna Knows Good Food started as a way to share recipes, drink mixes, and, you know, cocktails and restaurant reviews, all things food related to, with basically, it was my family and friends of seven, and now it has blossomed into more than that. So I am very grateful, and I have had a fun ride for the past 14, 15 years.
Wow, good for you, because I'm looking on your website, and you are everywhere. You're adorable, and you do. You like, get on every single topic. You got restaurant openings, press, links to webs, advertisement.
Yes.
You're on TV. Girl, you got it going on.
Thank you so much. Great. No, today I'm here. I'm so excited because I'm here to share a few fun facts and some of my favorite sandwiches and snacks. It's great talking to the other moms because my daughter's in summer camp right now. And like you said, I'm kind of running out of ideas to give her for school. So the new school year has kind of amped up some of the creativity that I'm looking, you know, to share with you all.
Well, that's awesome, Jonna. This is Shanna, and I have a pencil ready because we were talking off air about this, and I was saying I pack lunch for my girls 5 days a week for their you know, summer camp, and I'm running out. Like, I think I'm kind of crazy. I got those bento boxes. I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. I have all these super great ideas and all these thoughts. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get all the food groups. It's all perfect. They'd love it. And then they come home, and they're starving, and their lunchbox is literally full. So I'm hoping, I know you have lots of ideas, but can you share some fun facts about back to school?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's such a huge time of the year, and it's also a little bit pricey because basically kids from K through 12 spend about $661 per child on going back to school. This is up from 8% last year. That's $49 more than last year. It's getting a little pricey out here, but between supplies, you know, food, clothes, the whole gamut, $661. They're also, a fun fact to know, is that there are 8 million teachers in the U.S. Shout out to teachers. They do such great work. They make, you know, just, I mean, they make everything great during the school year. And we love them. Now, by eliminating the need for each parent to get their own kid to school, you know, school buses keep an estimated 17.3 million cars off the road every year. And that saves about 2.3 billion gallons of fuel. Also, I love the concept of carpooling. I don't know about everybody else, but that also saves gas, so get into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. People can't even afford to go to the grocery store because of the gas. I need a ride.
Right.
I need a ride.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Get in the car with your friends. And like, so one of the best ways to prepare also for this school year is, you know, to have fun with it. I'm using a calendar to, like, basically mark off the days until the new school year begins. My daughter loves it. It's fun. It gets her hyped and, you know, excited to go back to school. Also, I'm helping out with her sleep pattern. It's a few weeks before the new school year here in D.C., so we're just changing up her sleep pattern from the summer camp vibe to the new school year, and that's also helping. But as I came here to talk today, lunch is so essential. Students' health and well-being ensures that they have the nutrition that they need, and it helps them to comprehend information throughout the whole day. So, you know, eating a high-protein lunch improves children's, you know, concentration, long-term memory, energy level, everything. And to start with, sandwiches. Sandwiches are like endless possibilities. I know everybody knows about them, but how about if you made like peanut butter and honey sliders instead of just your regular peanut butter and jelly sandwich? You know, honey is like one of those sweet ingredients that kids love, but you know, it's nutritional, it's good. And then you can add a banana for some extra yumminess if you like.
That sounds delicious.
Ooh. No, it's really good. One of my favorite ways to make those is, like, I love this product that I use, Julian's Authentic European Bakery Style Baguettes. They're so good. They're so easy. I pop them in the oven. I truly, truly love them. They're done in, like, less than 15 minutes. And I just pile them on with everything that I like. Now, I usually use them for a girlfriend's baguette, you know, spread brunch with the mimosas.
Yes.
But for a kid's breakfast or lunch, you can have so much fun. Add some peanut butter and jelly to it. Or, like I said, have some fun with some honey. This morning, I packed my daughter with a waffle. I love Julian's Collie Waffle sandwiches. They're simple, easy, and they taste great. And you literally just pop them in your toast oven and go on about your way.
Yum.
Oh, love it.
If you're short on time, Rayburn sandwiches, oh my gosh, these silly cheese things, they're done in 90 seconds. And they are super bakery soft bread and premium ingredients. They're delicious as well. And you want to keep these in your freezer. Like I said, you pop them in the microwave for 90 seconds. You can wrap them up, send them off to school with them, or during, you know, the lunch hour, whatever. You can serve them at any time, during the weekends, whenever.
Jenna, yes. this is Karina. And I am so incredibly, like, thankful for you to have this topic because my son is going to kindergarten in, like, 2 weeks, and he's my first, so I'm kind of freaking out, understatement of the year. So, you know, I'm obviously worried for him. I'm worried about myself, like, making sure I'm creating a great environment and time for him as he transitions. Mm-hmm. Cause, you know, obviously you're worried, you know, and then you don't want that worry to go on him. But we're doing all the things. We're trying, but this is a really great show because a lot of parents are feeling this way. So thank you for being on and talking to us. But one question I have.
Oh, no, thank you so much. And, like, you know, for, like, kindergartners, they're like finger food people. So I have some great ideas for them, too. Trail mix, dehydrated fruit, pop them in a bag. Kids love that stuff. I know my daughter loves, like, veggie sticks. And I have this thing with these pork rinds, this Southern Recipe small batch. They are so good. They come in so many different flavors. And as you know, my whole life is trying to know good food and doing, you know, food stuff. My daughter eats so many kinds of food. So, like, she will definitely suck up the Korean barbecue flavor of these pork rinds. And they're easy to pack. I pop them in a little plastic bag, and they're good. And, you know, even it's, like, fun to share. It's, like, one of those things that, you know, it doesn't have any nuts. So it's, like, it pleases all the, like, allergy, you know, maybe symptomatic children that may be out there. So, like, you can share with your friends. There's no nuts, none of that stuff in it.
Mm.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're giving us so many great tips about helping kids prepare for school. What are some other things that parents can do to help their student prepare?
Oh, wow. So, yeah, some of the best things that I can say is definitely make sure, you know, what I like to do is prep everything from the beginning of the week. If you're going to do, like, veggies or something, like chop, like my daughter loves celery, get those on a Sunday, chop them up, pop them in a bag, pop them in the 5 bags for the week, and then all you have to do is pop those out of the fridge. Even you could, like, place them together. If you're going to do, you know, you don't have to do the sandwiches. Obviously, they can get soggy. So you want to do those like the day of, but have your ingredients like section out and portion out in the fridge. And that way you just pull them out of the fridge and pull them together. I do that with my daughter's clothes for the week. I do those on Sunday. I do, you know, clothes, undies, whatever she's wearing, and I put it in the closet, and me and my husband just go in there and grab. And it's easy. It's seamless. The morning is a breeze.
That's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. That just seems so basic to me, but I am seriously taking notes because I scramble for clothes in the morning. That's my thing. I'm like, oh, God, what's the weather like? You know, and it's struggle is real. So
I treat the clothes just like I treat the refrigerator.
That's go in there and get everything together. 24 years, and I never thought of that. 24 years of parents, and I've never thought of that. Wow.
I think it's good too when you realize when you did put your kids' clothes out and stuff, you find out that they have your clothes. I'm like, why you got mama's lip plumper today? That's not yours. You're not wearing my heels today. So once again, we're talking to Jenna French. She is a fabulous food writer. She helps out all moms, especially and dads, when it comes to taking care of our kiddos, back to school lunches and snacks. So Jenna, wanted to ask you too. When it comes to your back to school, now you mentioned like the peanut butter, which I love, and the honey and banana. That's a really good option and something different. Is there anything else that you are like particularly like, this is my go-to that always puts a smile on my child's face then?
Oh, goodness, yes. My daughter loves avocado. So anything avocado, like, she will suck up. So I will mix up just a simple avocado with a little bit of salt, pepper, and I'll put it on one of the julienne baguettes, and she loves it. It's, you know, I can pop that in the oven, and when I pop those in the oven, I have them already in the fridge ready to go. So I'll just spread some of that avocado spread on it, and she will just have it as an afternoon snack. After school, like you said, sometimes she's in school and she's like, oh, I don't like what they have. So then when she comes home, she's like trying to eat everything in the fridge.
Yeah, that is always hard. They come home and then they want all these, you know, snacks or whatever. And then you're like, okay, but, you know, dinner is you know, a couple hours away. So let's not overload it. But like I was saying, when I pack in my lunch, I try to be like, you know, oh, inventive and throw these new things in there. But I always have a couple of things that are like my go-tos that are always a win. So do you have any go-to, you know, like this is what my go-to perfect snack or whatever for a lunchbox that's always a hit, like that I can write down on my notebook here because I'm running out of ideas?
Yes. Like I said, you know, like pork rinds are one of my favorites. Tortilla chips, those are really good and filling. My daughter is, you know, she likes nuts like I do. But if you have a peanut allergy, you know, one of my favorites is granola bars without it that are, you know, like they feasible, easy to throw in the car and you can keep them in there. And then sometimes we go, I mean, I may be a little bit, you know, we'll go the junk route sometimes just with some baked chips with salt, but they're fun. And those things are easy to just whip out while we're, you know, in transit to and from school or around the house. And one of my favorite, this is my favorite, I've added to everything. If you want to spice things up, cumin. I put cumin in everything.
Yeah. Oh,
and my daughter loves it.
Wonderful.
So, cumin is a nice little spice, and you will be surprised how much a little pinch can bring out a big, pungent flavor, and kids love it. So, you know, it's a good way to sneak in some stuff there.
It is. All right. It's so good.
I'm also taking notes here. This is just fabulous. I'm feeling so prepared for mom. You know, you touched on a little bit about the Rayburn's Julian's recipe and the Southern recipe small batch. Can you just touch on that a little bit more for our viewers?
Yes. Yeah, so Southern Recipe Small Batch, I love them, like I said. They're high-protein, low-carb, keto-friendly. So everybody's on that. It's wonderful. And like I said, they have these bold, inspired flavors. They're authentic, handcrafted, small batch, pork rind snacks. Julian's recipe, love, love, love it. It's prepared in like 15 minutes. And I like it because it's so versatile. You can use it with breakfast or you can use it with, you know, I pair it with our pastas a lot. And it's easy, it's delicious. Their truffle butter is my favorite flavor. It's so good. And you can actually taste the truffle in it. And my daughter loves it. So, hey, you know, upgrading her palate a little bit there. Mm-hmm. And then they have these delicious frozen European waffles that are, like, it's made on artisan bread as well. Also, Rayburn sandwiches, they're delicious, like I said, as well. I fancy those up with a little bit of peppers. I'll add banana peppers, whatever I like to it. But like I said, I just pop them in the microwave for 90 seconds. And they are bakery soft breads, premium meats, cheeses, authentic deli-style sandwiches. They're delicious.
Oof. Yummy.
I'm starving.
I know. So this is what I think, girls. What we're going to do, we're going to get in the 93.1 Jams bus, and we're going take our kids, and we're going to go to D.C. and hang out with Jonna. And then we'll just, like, watch you create all of these, and then, because that's what I need. I literally will need you as, like, my go-to girl. So these are fabulous, fabulous ideas, Jonna, the things that you're helping us parents, especially when it comes to, you know, great, healthy food. So thank you for that.
No, thank you so much. And in your area, you can find Rayburn's at Piggly Wiggly, Julian's recipe at Walmart, or you can find Rayburn's at Rayburn Sandwiches online, Julian's recipe at Julian's Recipe, Southern Recipe Small Batch at Southern Recipe Small Batch. And, of course, check me out, JonnaKnowsGoodFood.com. I love Wisconsin too. So I'm like, I'm like, definitely check me out because I've definitely spent some time out there and I had a great time.
Oh, we'll take you out. We'll have some cheese curds. We'll have some wine. We'll have some adult time.
Oh, I miss the cheese curds.
I know.
They have nothing like that here. So.
I got you. Well, Jonna, thank you so much once again for joining us in Madison, Wisconsin from D.C. and your fabulous knowledge of healthy snacks and lunches for our kiddos. Madtown, make sure you check out this beautiful woman. And thank you so much. And we would love to have you on again.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Miss Shanna Powell, Miss Karina Crade, much love goes out to you beautiful ladies. Enjoy this really great-looking day, it seems like.
Yeah. I'm about to.
All right. Take care. Until next time, make sure you subscribe to our podcast at madtownjams.com. Thanks, ladies.